Greetings, dear friends, in the Savior's precious and worthy name. After some 25 years on radio station WNAH, we have decided that we will conclude our broadcast as of the end of this year. This comes as a result of much prayer and consideration. It comes as a result of our evaluating our stewardship and our responsibility to God, and we will be diverting these same funds to another form of outreach in this community. And so we want to use our broadcast during these next during this next little while to once again inform you of where we stand on the issues concerning the Bible, the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, the doctrines that the Word of God teaches and that we stand for. And we want to assure you that after 25 years on this radio station, our position is unchanged. We're simply going to use another means of seeking to reach this community with the good news of the gospel of salvation. Concerning the Bible, as we have said so many times, both Hal Green in the earlier days of this broadcast and myself over the last 20 years, we believe that the Bible is the inspired and inerrant Word of the living God. We believe that every word of Scripture is inspired of God. Holy men of God wrote as they were borne along by God the Holy Spirit. Further, it is God's complete revelation to man, to which nothing may be added and to which nothing can be taken away. We at the Gospel Chapel, those of us who meet in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in that name alone, we are totally, absolutely committed to the inspired and inerrant Word of the living God. We preach the Bible. We preach the Word of God. We preach consecutively through books of the Bible, expository type preaching, seeking to win lost men and women, boys and girls, to Jesus Christ, and then to see them built up in the most holy faith. And so I say once again, for those who have never been, we invite you to come to the Gospel Chapel on Sonia Drive at I-40 West and Old Hickory Boulevard. That's in the Bellevue community, only 10 minutes from the heart of downtown Nashville, where the Bible, the Holy Word of God, is revered, where it's taught, where it's believed, and where by the grace of God we seek to obey and follow its precepts. So, in giving this first broadcast, after announcing that we will shortly be concluding our ministry on WNAH, we want to reaffirm, just as we did some 25 years ago when this broadcast first began, that we, the Christians who know and love the Lord Jesus Christ and meet in His name alone at the Gospel Chapel, are committed to the inerrancy, to the inspiration, to the authority of the Bible, the Word of God. Then, too, I would just mention that we also believe that the Bible teaches us that there is one eternal Godhead, and He manifests Himself in three distinct persons. We see Him in Romans 1:1-7 as God the Father. We see Him in Hebrews 1:8, to mention but one place, as God the Son. And we see Him as God the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts, chapter 5, verses 3 and 4. We are committed to the Word of God, and the Word of God teaches us that there is but one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. So we accept one God, not three gods, and yet we recognize that God reveals Himself to us as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Friends, we would like to invite you to visit with us at the Gospel Chapel, where there are no strangers, but there certainly are a lot of friends that you have not met, and where those who meet there respect, revere, honor, preach, proclaim the inspired and inerrant Word of the living God. May the Lord richly bless you today for His name's sake. Amen. Amen.